Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're celebrating 10 years of the Tatum Survey. The Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. Sam Norwood's been with us just about the whole time. I think all but maybe the first month or two, Sam. I think I did the first month or two with Did I do the first month with Doug Tatum? Or
yeah, I think first couple of months with Doug, and then it was my good fortune to be invited to substitute for Doug, and we've been going ever since.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think I think Doug was just your opening act, Sam. I think
that's the warm up.
We're talking about the survey, folks, and Sam, in the previous segment, you were talking about how productivity has been good and bad. It's been good from a performance standpoint. It has not been good from a humanity standpoint, because this productivity, which has come partially from technology, but it's also come from just there's a casualty list, Sam, that the people in the workplace have been putting up with for about 3 years now. There's a casualty list, and it's contributed to productivity. But at some point in time, Sam, you know, human beings wear out. Human beings can't keep being pushed like that. And I'm looking at your survey, and I'm seeing that capital expenditures are ramping up a little bit. So that means your respondents are buying technology, but your employment is now, one of the arrows is down. So that, I think this is proving what you're saying.
Well, exactly. We're in the capital expenditures. We're not expanding our capacity generally. What we're doing in capital expenditures is actually investing for greater productivity,
right?
And improving quality and that sort of thing. But it's productivity gains, and we can't. We're going to spend on improving our productivity and our communications, which is a part of this productivity. Because otherwise we lose our competitive edge. So we have to do that. But we're not expanding capital equipment for... And one of the things we've discovered, and we didn't really know this as business people until we were forced upon us by the recession. In the recession, we go, well, we've got to adjust. And we cut back and cut back and cut back until we're stretching our people, and we find that at least for some period of time, there is some stretch there, and we found that we can get along with fewer people than we had before.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't really know it until it was forced on us, and we did our cutbacks and found we can get along okay. But there is, as you say, a casualty list on both sides. Mm-hmm. One of those sides is people are working harder and longer hours who are employed, but happy to be employed. The other side is very tragic because of the younger generation, many of whom cannot find a job. And when you mm-hmm. go for a period of a year, 2 years, or 3 years without employment, it does affect your view of the world and the fairness of it, and your view of yourself and your own capacities. There's a tragic result of this.
Do you think that's manifesting in the Occupy Wall Street movement?
That's part of it. I really think that's part of it. It's young people; they're in their 20s, 30s, who are unemployed largely. Otherwise, they'd be at a job, not wandering around in parks. And by the way, it's not just Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
Right here in Atlanta, Georgia, where I am, we've occupied a small park downtown.
Well,
and it's happening in other cities.
You know, I'll tell you, Sam, they should be occupying Washington. Is what they should be occupying.
Well, exactly. They're speaking to the wrong. You know, exactly. They're just frustrated. And when they see the interviews of these people who are, for the large part, unemployed, I think they're discouraged. I think they're angry and mad. They don't quite understand it. If you can tell from the interviews, they're just mad.
Well, I'll tell you, Sam, they're some of them are protesting the wrong thing. They're protesting capitalism, and what, in my opinion, they should be protesting the two tails that are wagging the marketplace and the economy's dog, and that is they should be protesting Wall Street, not capitalism, and they should be protesting Washington, not Main Street.
Well, exactly. But unfortunately, we can't all get to Washington.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right. The Wall Street people are paying their taxes, and they're working hard for the most part. And, yes, there have been abuses. Just in the human nature desire to expand and do well,
yeah.
there have been abuses, but that's not the core issue.
Yeah, we've got, and back to uncertainty, that's what we got to resolve. And I'm convinced that uncertainty is going to be resolved in 12 months. Whether President Obama gets reelected or not, I think it's going to be another year. We got another year minimum of this kind of performance in the economy. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Congratulations on 10 great years.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much for
having
me.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.